The Office of Desire by Martha Moody. Narrated by Renee Rodman and Todd McLaren. Copyright 2007 by Martha Moody. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Riverhead Books, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Carolyn. Bryce once said that if you understood our office, you understood the world. I thought that was extreme, the sort of thing you'd expect from a guy who'd show up some mornings and say, "My mother was drinking my blood again last night." But now that our office is gone, I see things differently. I might even agree with him. On certain evenings when my leg aches and the howlers are going at it, and I can't for the life of me settle back to sleep. At the height of his raving, that is, after things had gone south with Jesse, Bryce said our office was a hive of greed and lust and tenderness, held aloft by, who's that guy that holds up the world? Ajax? The twin arms of pain and power. See what I mean? Too much. The sort of thing I used to think driving home from a sad movie or when I was alone at a football game and everyone but me seemed to have friends. But that was Bryce. I miss him. I miss everyone, but especially Bryce. Now that I'm in another life, another country. There were three employees. Alicia, the nurse, Bryce, the money guy and manager, and me, Carolyn, the uber-receptionist, as the doctors always called me. Bryce referred to us as...